Warning, do not listen to this program out loud, in public, at work, around children, in front of your grandmother, or in church. We don't want to be the reason people fucking hate you. Let your personality do that. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, September the 21st, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida woman does not take a breakup very well.
A Florida woman is a real cokehead.
A Florida man recites Hamlet in a Publix parking lot.
And a Florida man splits, then swallows.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
I actually knew this, and I'm ashamed of myself because I knew this and hadn't done anything about it today. I'm sorry. So just happy birthday, brother.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I actually got a card at work. I try to, you know, keep personal stuff out from work, but apparently my LinkedIn profile has my birthday on it, and some of my coworkers got an alert. So about 3:30 this afternoon, my boss comes up to me and hands me a card, and it's got about 20 different signatures in it. So,
did you get any money?
No money.
Any beer?
No extra money. No, no beer. Not
beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Lottery tickets?
Nope.
Damn.
Oh, I did buy some scratch offs last weekend.
Yeah,
won $59.
How much did you pay?
20.
Oh, that's a good return.
Yep.
No, 2.5 times.
20. Yeah, 20.
Well, cool. Well, I got a couple things I want to get off my chest here before we get started.
Uh-oh.
Number one, I had to go to the eye doctor today.
Mm-hmm.
And not major. My sight's still pretty good. I have to wear glasses, but I had to go to the eye doctor. And I had an epiphany. And I don't get these. Well, that's a lie. I do get a lot of epiphanies. But this one was actually decent. And I'm sitting in the chair ready for the, you know, they put the thing over your eye and you got to read the bottom line and all that stuff. Check your vision and stuff. And I said, do y'all have a like a staff meeting coming up anytime soon or anything? She's like, well, yeah, actually, we have one Thursday. I'd like to make a suggestion. She said, okay, what's that? Why do you have me come to the eye doctor, come into the room, do the test, dilate my eyes, shoot the bright-ass light in there, puff the air in it, then tell me, okay, now go pick out your frames? I can't see shit. I go up to the wall to look for the glasses. I can't see a damn thing.
Well, I always look beforehand. That's why I get there early.
I didn't. She goes, that's a good idea. I'm like, really? In all the years of optometrist, nobody ever thought of this but me?
Yeah, and I can't. I have to take my wife and my daughter with me, or one of them at least, and tell me which ones look good because I'm so freaking blind. Even if I put the frame on, I can't see.
Not only you're blind, now you're dilated and blind.
Yeah, well, I gotta like
pisses me off
to even see the frames on my face. I gotta get like an inch or two away from the mirror, and that, you know, that.
Well, it ain't that bad, but it's just the principle, man. If you know I gotta pick glasses, why don't you let me pick the frames first,
mm-hmm.
and then schedule the appointment to go in and do that?
Yeah.
No, they don't do it that way.
Yep.
Well, that's the first thing. Second thing, I hesitate to say this, but I'm going to anyway. I get up this morning and I'm reading my news feeds and different things. The news feed is dominated by not the Kavanaugh Supreme Court nominee drama.
Mm-hmm.
Not the flooding of our friends and neighbors in the Carolinas.
Nope.
No, it's not. It's not dominated by, you know, none of the major events. It's dominated by Bert and Ernie officially being gay. No shit.
Yeah.
1969, this couple has been together since 1969. They live in the same bedroom, in separate rooms, and they've still been together.
Mm-hmm.
That is the news that dominates the feeds today. Creators say, Bert and Ernie are officially homosexual.
Well, that dominated the feeds this morning. Have you been online this afternoon? There's an even better one.
Well, are we talking about Trump's...
his toad?
Yeah. We're not talking about the toad. The mushroom from... Oh,
well, here's the thing. This Thursday,
I did read that, but no.
They already announced that this Thursday, so by the time the episode comes out, we will have received a text message
from the presidential early warning system.
Yes.
I hope it's not a dick pic.
Hmm. No.
Just to prove the book wrong.
Bert and Ernie are homosexual. That was the epiphany. That and the Emmys, the daytime Emmys, which I could give a shit about, which had record low things, but viewing ratings or whatever they call them. Bert and Ernie are homosexual. Ernie, they're fucking puppets.
Ernie could pass. Bert is definitely gay.
1969. That means they are 49 years old.
Mm-hmm.
No, 49, not 49 years old, but 49 years old, they've been on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Almost half a century, and they finally came out.
Yeah. That was a great big deal. Like, everybody didn't already know that.
Right.
And it commanded that the creators, the people that wrote the scripts and stuff, they were in a relationship and were homosexual. So what?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, not all the major events, not all the world catastrophes, nothing with all the, you know, cross Bert and Ernie. That led the headlines today.
Well, you know, they both like to get fisted.
That's just... Joel. See that? You hear that? Edit that shit out, bitch. How long does that take you, huh? Yeah, let's just keep doing that. See how long it takes you to edit that out. This should tie in really well. Florida woman swings an axe at girlfriend trying to break up with her.
See, another same-sex couple. So you were very relevant with your Bert and Ernie comments.
The Bert and Ernie... Okay, I'm not. No, I'm trying to calm down, all right? I'm back on Tito's tonight. This is helping dramatically, by the way. A Florida woman was arrested Wednesday after police says she punched her soon-to-be ex-girlfriend in the face and then grabbed a 12-inch long axe and began swinging. That would be a hatchet.
Are you saying that she was trying to give her girlfriend another hatchet wound?
I'm not even acknowledging that with a laugh. That's so fucking wrong. Jeanette Suarez of 25... Hey, how about that?
Yes, you
nailed it on the first time.
Yep. And it had that last name had four vowels in it.
I know it. Jeanette Suarez, 25, of Marathon. So I'm guessing this is the Keys, right?
Yes.
Only harmed a sewer pipe and the rear tail light on her girlfriend's work van with the axe, a.k.a. hatchet. But she racked up a felony charge for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, hatchet, mm-hmm. along with a felony criminal damage and misdemeanor battery. Damn, they threw everything out they could.
Yep.
The women had been together for 3 months and were living together, according to the arrest report.
That's kind of quick.
What? Quick to...
They've been together for 3 months and were already living together.
Oh. While her girlfriend was on the phone with dispatch outside the home, Suarez went back into the home and came out wielding the axe, hatchet, police said. Deputies had to pull Suarez off the woman when they arrived at the home about 9:45 a.m. Early morning scrap.
Damn. Oh, by the way, before you go to work.
Yeah, here's a hatchet up your...
I'm not going to be here when you get home.
Suarez held the axe hatchet about 2 or 3 feet away from her girlfriend, who's 46. The woman...
46 and 25. Nice.
Oh, it is. Oh, she went... she robbed the cradle. The woman told police. She later said Suarez did not approach her with an axe.
21 years older.
Suarez was taking... That's good math on the cuff there, man.
Yeah, well, you know, when...
You didn't have to carry the one. Suarez was taken to the Stock Island Detention Center.
That's in the Keys.
Where she was being held Wednesday without bond. Damn, they wouldn't even give her bond on it.
No. I guess when you're swinging a hatchet.
A 12-inch axe is not an axe. It's a hatchet. Unless it's an axe that the handle's broken off of. Then that would be a 12-inch axe.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be a hatchet. Either way, it's a hatchet. Bad reporting here. Get your specs right.
Get a thesaurus.
We haven't had one for the Keys in a while.
Nope.
That's we're going to rack that under just, what do they call it, snap? Losing it, she snapped.
Oh, yeah.
Lose your shit, or whatever that is.
Crime of passion.
Crime of passion. Oh, there was no passion. That's why there was a crime.
3 months, the passion should still be there. Especially if you got
you
somebody.
You think so?
Especially if you got somebody 21 years younger than you. I mean, you got to be at least 39 for that to happen.
Okay. Thank you, Joel. That's great.
I don't have any Tito's, so I can do the math in my head.
Yeah, I know.
Right now.
I can't, so I'm on my second glass.
That's why I'm helping you out.
We ain't even got through the first door, and I need a refill.
Story number two.
Story number two.
Florida woman has pot in her car and cocaine in her wig. I think you sent this one to me.
I think I did.
This is 2 weeks in a row you've contributed.
I know, I'm participating. I know, right? I'm contributing here.
You're making my my job 25% easier. All right. Well, while booking a female inmate, Florida jailers discovered two small baggies of cocaine under her wig, which was pasted onto her scalp, according to a court filing. Do you normally glue the wig to your bare scalp?
Some do. I don't. I am no expert in this. I do know that, I don't know about women, but I know men with a toupee that you'll... Now, I don't have personal experience with this, but mm-hmm. I do know that there's men that you would glue the toupee to your head.
Okay.
Otherwise, you end up like the uncle in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation that it comes off all the time.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. Rose Mae Dawson, age 30, was arrested Thursday in connection with a prior auto burglary. Dawson was nabbed during a traffic stop in St. Petersburg. You know where that is?
Yep. I'm good.
All right. In addition to the burglary rap, Dawson was charged with driving with a suspended license and possessing marijuana. Two small bags of pot were found in her vehicle. Cops transported Dawson to the Pinellas County Jail, where corrections officers conducted a search that yielded the cocaine hidden under her wig. The cocaine discovery resulted in two additional felony charges against Dawson: narcotics possession and introducing contraband into a detention facility.
She had no intention of bringing it to jail, but because it was under her wig, she got busted for not only possession but bringing it to jail.
Yeah, that's
so. We've had jail. We've had them stuffed in the hoo ha.
Yep,
and we've had them stuffed in the wig. Now,
so heads and tails.
Yeah. All right, I can get there
top,
from here.
Top and bottom.
Top and bottom is better. Yeah, all let's right, go there. I can't get heads and tails. I can't get there from here.
I don't know. You call it getting tail.
Well, that's true. I like top and bottom.
Top and bottom is better. Yeah. Dawson is locked up in lieu of a $12,300 bond and is scheduled for a court hearing.
Damn, that's just a bad day.
Yep.
But
you know, you're trying to.
What was the intent? This is the part that we don't know. Why put it under your wig? What was the intent? So she wasn't trying to sneak it into jail because she had it on her wig when she got arrested, but mm-hmm. she didn't know she was going to jail then.
Maybe she lives in a bad neighborhood and, you know, you just, you know, like you, when you put your money in your shoe because you don't want it to get stolen.
Yeah. Maxwell Smart taught us that.
Yep. Well, no, that's the phone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Either way, it was a shoe with a
device. Something in it. Something hidden in the shoe. But she went.
I missed Get Smart. That was a good show.
Yeah,
I watched this weekend. I watched The Greatest American Hero this weekend.
Does it hold up?
No,
it's
cheesy as fuck. My God, it's imagine. Funny. it's so bad. The green screen stuff is so. When you live now in the days of
CGI,
to go back to blue screen or green screen stuff, it is just so bad.
Yeah,
and it's just nasty.
That was one of my favorites when I was a little kid.
I didn't watch it much.
Oh, we had to watch it every
day. That may have been... Was that an ABC show?
I don't remember.
So we didn't get ABC shows at home. We only got over-the-air ABC, NBC and CBS. We could get ABC out of Baton Rouge if it rained.
Oh, okay.
After it rained.
So it's got the cloud cover and the signal bouncing off the clouds? Yeah.
No, not the cloud. It was clear. They cleared out everything out of the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
That's the only time we could get ABC. So we hope for that. We hoped for a Saturday afternoon shower so we could watch Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Yeah, we used to live out in rural Michigan, and so we would get Channel 50 out of Detroit if there was a really overcast day in the winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you have the antenna that had the controller on the back of the big tube TV that ka-conk, that the antenna would turn?
And then it had the dial that... Yeah. No, we didn't have the outside one. We just had the inside rabbit ears with the circle.
Oh,
that,
no.
That
and you had the motor on top of it. But when you had to turn the antenna, point it from Jackson, you had to point it from instead of north, you had to point it south to Baton Rouge.
Okay.
And it made this ka-conk, 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 ka-conk.
It was a big old console TV that doubled as a...
That thing weighed about 600 pounds, mm-hmm. you know, 32 inches, but it weighed 500 pounds.
Oh, my dad was going to get rid of ours once we got, once TV started getting better when I was in high school. I was like, no, I'll put that in my room and I'll hook the Nintendo up to it.
Yeah. Mine wouldn't let me
have
a TV.
He's like, that's fine, but you got to move it yourself.
Mine wouldn't let me have a TV in my bedroom. So I was asking for it. No TV in the bedroom. And we had a festival thing in the county that day. And it was a raffle ticket. And I paid $1 for a raffle ticket for a 13-inch TV and won it.
Nice. And that set you on your path of addiction to raffles, huh?
Oh, yeah. Paid $1.
Nice.
Man finds body in woods, brings a skull to Publix, and talks to it. Are you going to make me read this?
Yep.
This is just fucked up.
Speaking of Publix.
Oh.
Publix subs are on sale for $5.99, even the chicken tender ones.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Going on for, they started last week, and they're going for 2 weeks, so.
I could go some Publix chicken right now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Popeye's, but I'd rather take Publix second.
I had Publix chicken for dinner last night.
You did?
The fried chicken, yep.
God dog it. Damn, it's good shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nick Pecoro was working in the Riverwalk Plaza when he spotted a man who happens to be homeless wandering the parking lot with a white object in his hands. The Indian River County Sheriff's Office. Now, where's that? Where's Indian River County? Well, look it up while I finish this. The okay. Indian River County Sheriff's Office would later confirm that the item was a human skull. He was using like a puppet, said Pecoro, who claims the man appeared to be talking to the skull and showing it off to customers in the parking lot before he left it on top of a trash can outside the Publix in Sebastian Tuesday morning. Where's Sebastian?
Sebastian. Sebastian is...
Why are you grinning?
Next to the sea. Next to the sea. I had to change the words, cause Disney lawyers, they will sue me. Don't complain about the way I spoke, cause I'm the guy on the show who is woke. To answer your question, it's out of Melbourne, next to the sea.
We're not doing... The sad thing is I know it's fucking Little Mermaid. No, no. No, that's just... That's worse than the ice cream dad jokes. Oh, dear God. I don't know why I bother.
Okay. That is parody. Disney lawyers, do not sue us.
At first, Pecoro thought the skull was fake until he got close enough to catch a whiff. It smelled like death.
So it's a fresh skull.
It's a fresh skull.
Although he said it was white.
If it was fresh, it would not be white. It'd be brownish, kind of tan.
Yeah.
Or have... Well, if it's just a skull, it's already got the... I don't know. I never found a real skull in life. He immediately called 911.
And he said, "Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times, and now how abhorred in my imagination it is." That's Hamlet when he's holding the skull.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't go through the whole.
Thank you. You went Hamlet on the skull.
Yep.
No pirates, no Ark, no Indiana Jones, no crystal skulls, no conspiracy theorist.
Crystal skulls?
Yeah. No conspiracy.
There was no crystal skulls in Indiana Jones. There was only three.
Oh, yes, there was too.
There was only three
movies. Oh, bullshit.
There was only three movies.
There was a crystal skull.
Nope. There were only three movies.
Oh, fuck.
The Last Crusade was the last one. I refuse to admit. Harrison Ford refuses to admit that last one is... It never happened.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Is this like a Mandela effect thing where some people think it really happened, but we're in a different timeline now?
Will you please search it? And give me a fucking apology. 2008.
Zero results.
Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull.
Nope. Indiana Jones Trilogy. Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. There were no more movies. They stopped making them.
I cannot debate heresy and complete ludicrousy, so we will move on. Pecoro said he can be heard from the emergency call obtained from the IRCSO.
I'm going to assume that's the Indian River County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, that's good. That's good, yeah. It's definitely a human skull. It's got teeth in it.
Picario, because no other skulls have teeth.
No other skulls contain teeth. Picario told an incredulous dispatcher, "I'm standing in front of it, but I'm not touching it," he said.
I wouldn't either.
Indian River County Sheriff's spokesman said, Indian River County Sheriff's Office spokesman Thomas Rowland said, "The skull was part of human remains discovered in a wooded area near U.S. 1 and Roseland Road."
Are they sure they're human? Because, you know, if they're in a wooded area, that could be skunk ape skull.
True. You messed me up with fucking Hamlet. You refuse to acknowledge that Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull actually exist, and now you throw the damn skunk ape at me. Rowland said the unidentified homeless man had been living in the wooded area when he stumbled upon the skeletal remains near a path. He had put the skull on top of a trash can over there because he wanted to tell somebody to call the sheriff's office, insisted Rowland Tuesday.
So you just bring the skull from the remains? And you don't just walk over there and...
What was he supposed to bring? A rib? Maybe a femur?
Maybe just a story that there's a dead body in the woods, and although
nobody would believe him, he brought the evidence.
If you're homeless, yeah, that's true. Nobody's going to believe the homeless guy. If he says, "Here, come out in the woods with me," nobody's following him. You're right.
Rowland said the man willingly led investigators to the scene. A deputy said the wooded area is known to be frequented by homeless people, but Rowland said the domains were not close to any known camps. Investigator said it's too early to tell the cause of death or gender of the victim.
So it was pretty well disintegrated decomposed.
Smell like death.
Yep.
How bad does it have to be if they can't tell what gender it is?
Tourist or Florida man?
Or Florida man or tourist.
That too.
Each week I give a list of five famous or infamous people. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a period of time greater than 1 year, or a tourist, meaning he stayed in Florida for less than a year. For the sake of the game, Florida man can be a woman, man, boy, or girl. If Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses three or more, I win. And loser buys the beverages for the next show. Are you ready, Phil?
I am now.
All right, so we've got another headlines edition.
Headlines edition. All right.
So I'll read the headline, and you tell me if it happened to a Florida man or to a tourist.
All right, got it. I'm on it this year. And, this week.
And this year. Just this because week. I'm feeling benevolent, on one of these...
What does benevolent mean?
Gracious.
Big words.
Gracious and generous.
Why don't you say gracious or generous then?
I was going alphabetically.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so for one of these, you can use a lifeline, and I will read you...
I can use a lifeline?
Yeah. So if you're having trouble on one of these, I'll read you the headline for all of them, and one of them you can pick where I will give you an additional sentence to describe the story a little bit more.
Okay.
All right. So story number one.
Story number one.
85-year-old man tackles armed robbers and chases them out of his office.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask.
What year was it?
These are all within the past month.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So these are the things that we decided not to cover on the show. So you're basically doing the recycling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they weren't long enough for a regular story, but they were just good enough.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. Don't get mad at me.
The headline tells the story.
Don't get mad at me, man. I'm just asking a question.
I'm just...
All right. Florida man, 85, armed robbery, tourist.
Number two, man shot during argument about a tattoo.
Florida man. We have a lot of tats here.
Yeah.
I'm playing the odds.
Number three, man in custody after beating girlfriend's children, making them eat shoes.
I did not hear that one. That probably would have at least piqued an interest in the for an episode, so I'm going to go tourist on that one.
Number four, man faked Down syndrome, hired women to change his diaper.
That's Florida. I remember that one. That was last week.
And finally, number five, prisoner kills cellmate, heads to chow hall, with victim's ear on a necklace.
Is that the phone a friend?
You can use the...
I'd like to phone Google.
All right. So an inmate was able to strangle and mutilate his cellmate, gouge out his eyeballs, wrap his blood-soaked body in a sheet, and walk into the prison's chow hall wearing the dead inmate's ear strung around his neck before officers learned anything was amiss.
Tourist.
Okay. So going
back... How'd I do?
Well, let's see. Going back to number one.
Number one.
85-year-old man tackles armed robbers, chasing them out of his office. 85-year-old great-grandfather Dennis O'Connor, who tackled three would-be robbers wielding a sawed-off shotgun and hammers, has become an internet hit thanks to security camera footage of the incident. And that took place in County Cork, Ireland. You said tourist, and that is a tourist.
Bam! I want to know.
Number two. Man shot during
that's
argument.
Badass, though, by the way.
85, dude. You got to watch that video. That's funny. Man shot during argument about tattoo for number two. Daniel Madsen was riding his bike when a car pulled alongside him. He got into the car to discuss a tattoo he allegedly owed the unidentified driver when the two men got into an argument and the driver shot him. You said that is a Florida man, and that took place in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Bam, 2-0.
2-2. Number three. Man in custody after beating girlfriend's children, making them eat shoes. A man beat and starved his girlfriend's children, forcing them to eat, quote, parts of a shoe, unquote. James Hayes Jr., age 48, allegedly told the children whichever of the three kids ate the most of the shoe got a real breakfast. You said tourist, and this took place in St. Louis, Missouri.
That's just messed up.
I know.
What kind of shoes? Are we talking Cole Haans here, or are we talking flip-flops?
Coming from Missouri, this is probably Nikes. Mm. Number four. Oh, and by the way, that means you win.
Yo, Tito's. I know I got the next one right.
Three straight. All right. Number four. Man faked Down syndrome, hired women to change his diaper. A man has been charged with multiple counts of sex abuse and fraudulent schemes after he allegedly faked having Down syndrome, acting childlike, and hired female characters to bathe him and change his diapers. You said Florida man, and this took place in Phoenix, Arizona.
Bam! Wait, what?
You
I missed it?
Wrong. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
So you just say bam whenever I tell you the answer?
I thought I was right. Nope. I actually was confident on that when I saw it on the news. I forgot it wasn't from here.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And number five, prisoner kills cellmate, heads to chow hall with a victim's ear on a necklace. I already read you the extra part of that story. You said that is a tourist, and this took place at the Columbia Correction Facility in Lake City, Florida.
Damn, I barely squeaked by.
How
did we not get that on a story?
That one just came up today, and I already had the stories done. So.
Damn. That's messed up.
Yeah, I saw that one today. I was like, oh, yeah, that's got to go in the game. But
all right, you owe me more Tito's. We're running low, low. I'm out of beer at the house.
I owe you Tito's and
Waffle House.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're running way low. I mean, scary low.
Well, you were out last week. So.
We restocked a little bit, but beer fridge is completely out.
Damn.
We haven't even put water in there now.
All right, and our final story for tonight. Florida man gets caught in algae-filled canal while escaping cops.
Was that here?
That's pretty much right here, yep. A Cape Coral police...
Oh, Cape Coral, yeah.
Yeah, Cape Coral police traffic officer made a traffic stop on a vehicle for speeding. The driver of the vehicle was later identified as Abraham Duarte, age 23, and he stopped his car after turning onto Beach Parkway and then immediately got out and fled on foot. And never do that, because they're going to catch you.
I mean,
at the very least, they got your car. They know who you're going to be.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah, exactly. Especially in the Cape. There's canals everywhere.
I know. I mean, all you can do is run in circles, because eventually you got to swim.
Yep. The officer gave chase and found that Duarte jumped into a canal and began swimming away. Several other Cape Coral police officers saturated the area and set up a perimeter. Duarte was overcome with the algae in the water after he swallowed some and began quickly swimming back to the original officer that stopped him.
I'm done. I'm out. Get me. Save me. Help me.
I'd rather be in jail.
Help me.
Duarte reached the canal bank and gave up, allowing officers to help pull him out.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
That algae is some nasty shit, too. That green, just thick pea soup crap. A citizen allowed officers to use his garden hose to spray off the algae all over Duarte's body.
I give up. I quit.
7 vials of THC oil was located in the vehicle Duarte fled. Due to the consumption of the algae, Duarte requested to be taken to a local hospital and was subsequently cleared. He was later transferred to Lee County Jail. Duarte was charged with possession of a controlled substance and resisting arrest without violence. So, THC oil.
Yes.
That's the controlled substance they...
Yeah, it's pot.
But they sell it in, like, stores.
Yeah, they sell it in pharmaceutical marijuana, medicinal marijuana, but you can't buy THC just straight up legally.
What is the... Oh, it's CBD oil.
CBD you can, yes.
Okay, I don't know what the difference is between these things.
Yeah, THC is the true oil from... That's the true oil extracted from marijuana.
Okay.
I guess I heard from a friend. I don't know of this personally.
Gotcha.
Nor do I have any experience with this personally. I may have heard it through an acquaintance.
Understood.
Once upon a time.
So what do they do with the THC? Land far, far away. Like in a vape?
You can do it in a vape, or it's converted into flour, converted into sugar. I mean, mixed with sugar and many different things for edibles.
Oh, you like make brownies or something with it? Okay.
Oils, all kind of different things that you cook with to get it in.
Could you fry like some beer battered fish with it? Is it that kind of oil?
No, I mean that'd be a lot of pot to get enough oil to fill up a frying pan. That's a lot.
Because I'm more of a fish and chips kind of guy than
That'd be a lot.
Smoke blunt guy. All right.
So the algae got him.
He
the one good thing out of the entire bit of shutting Southeast Florida down.
Or west.
What did I say?
East. Southeast. East.
Shit. Southwest. Sorry.
Yeah. It's
only been here 7 years. I should know about
it. And the red tide is actually hitting Tampa now.
I know. It's going up.
It's going north. The... Our Governor Scott was at
I know he got booed out from the restaurant. Saw that.
Yeah.
That was right under the Bert and Ernie feed, by the way.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went to a campaign stop at a Cuban restaurant up in Venice, and only about half of the crowd there was was there to cheer him on.
I'm not getting political on this, but if you haven't been in South Florida, it is a freaking mess.
Yeah,
it is. I've been here 6 years. This is the most... this is the baddest I've seen it in the seven years I've been here.
The baddest?
Worst.
Okay.
Did I say baddest?
You did. That's a Mississippi thing, isn't it?
No, not really. It's I'm blaming that on Tito's. That's it for the show this week. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
I got an idea. I'm going to spring this one on you right here.
Okay.
How about the first 3 people that submit a story that we should cover get a t-shirt?
Sounds good to me.
Got a box of them over here.
Okay.
We'll even pay for the postage. I'll pay for the postage.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. First 3 people that submit a story to us, if we use it, you get we want it to be a good story.
Yeah.
If we use your story, you get a t-shirt. First three listeners who do that. So submit the story to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail. Well, don't leave us
no,
a voicemail.
No, don't submit it.
Yeah. But leave us a voicemail. And you know what? Next 3 people to leave us a voicemail, just... random, don't have to submit a story or anything, bumper sticker. I'll send them a bumper sticker.
All right. I don't even have a bumper sticker, I don't think. If you'd like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
Our Patreon subscribers get extras like discounts on our merchandise, VIP access at our live shows, and yes, we do have other cool stuff too, like t-shirts and bumper stickers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on or off this program are solely the opinions of the hosts of the Florida Man podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man, Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
All righty. I just did it.
That wasn't
was that me?
No, I think that was you. Yeah, because I didn't feel it.
I just did it. Oh, my God. What is happening to me?
You haven't had dinner yet.
I haven't had dinner yet. Now, see, there's... spaghetti on the bar right now.